All right, there's another development in the Harvey Weinstein fiasco involving the Weinstein Company here on Ralphie Tonight. We've been talking about this with attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com. She's done a great job breaking it down for us. So we will check in with her now. She's out in Los Angeles. And the latest reports seem to be that the Weinstein Company is on the verge of filing for bankruptcy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what they're coming out and saying. Now, I'm not certain that's going to happen. I think this deal could be resuscitated, but Ralphie, when you use the term fiasco, I actually think that is probably the most perfect word to describe what is going on with this company right now.
Obviously, there have been so many allegations against Harvey Weinstein of physical and emotional abuse, and we've seen some lawsuits brought forth because of that. What happens to those lawsuits if the sale doesn't go through and the company files for bankruptcy?
So this is really the crux of what's going on here. This is really what people are talking about now. And it harkens back to what happened 2 weeks ago when the New York Attorney General's office very aggressively said, you know what, we're going to file this lawsuit even before our full investigation is done because we want to protect the victims of Harvey Weinstein. And very interestingly, in their complaints, they called the victims survivors, which I thought was just a perfect word to use to describe these women and some men who have undergone the experience of working at the Weinstein Company and of being silenced and of not being able to kind of tell their stories and seek justice. So this is kind of all interrelated, and people need to understand that. Everything was kind of humming along nicely with this deal to sell the Weinstein Company. Then the AG's office, the Attorney General's office, filed this lawsuit, and that kind of threw a wrench into things. And that's when people started to look more carefully at what was going to be protected here. How can we really protect the victims? How much money really is being paid for things? And so what happened here is the deal fell apart. Now, there's a lot of reasons the deal fell apart, but we don't have to get too into the details. The deal falls apart, so what does that mean for all the victims? And there are other lawsuits. It's not just the Attorney General's lawsuits. There are individual plaintiffs who are suing Robert, who are suing Harvey, who are suing the Weinstein Company. So what happens if the Weinstein Company files for bankruptcy, that doesn't protect Harvey and Robert. Anyone who is suing Harvey and Robert, the brothers, and they've been sued in many other lawsuits, those cases will continue on, unless, of course, they file for individual bankruptcy. But right now, if the Weinstein Company files for bankruptcy, all those lawsuits are stayed, which means they are stopped. They will not go forward. And what happens in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which is what the Weinstein Company is saying they are likely to file, a sale could go through, something could be worked out. I personally think we're going to see something interim, something coming in the next 10 days or so that will save this, that will put the bankruptcy filing off for a little while. And I actually think that will be in the best interest of all the litigants and all the victims, and I think society, really, because if bankruptcy is filed and all these cases are stayed, we will not hear kind of the facts behind all these cases. The AG's case is still going to go forward. Cases against Harvey and Robert, as I said, still go forward. But these individual plaintiffs, these women who were strong enough to come out, tell their stories, file their lawsuits, they're not going to get their day in court. Because when you file for bankruptcy, there's a lot of people that get paid before litigants get paid. So kind of victims or people in lawsuits, they're the last on the list. First, the bankruptcy lawyers are going to get paid, accountants are going to get paid, and secured creditors, people who have loaned money to the Weinstein Company. Mm-hmm. And we know that TWC, the Weinstein Company, was heavily leveraged. They weren't quite as successful as we thought they were. So those secured creditors, they're going to get the money first. There's going to be almost nothing left for these victims. And that is where the AG's office got worried with kind of, if there's a sale, how will we protect them? But now they're in the situation of, wow, now we might not have a sale. We can't protect them. And if they file bankruptcy, we really can't protect them. So unfortunately, this is a pretty tough situation for everyone here. And I don't think anyone wanted this deal to not go through. And that is really why I'm hopeful that something may pull out in the 11th hour here.
Well, certainly this story is far from over. We'll keep up with the latest. Attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com. Jill, as always, thank you for the 411.
You're very welcome.